Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's responsorial psalm, we pray that we may have wisdom of heart. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. And it is so important that the human soul, okay, the human person, seek after wisdom. Unfortunately, there is this problem today, which is so widespread, of relativism, of a lack of real trust in our intellect, our capacity to come to the knowledge of certain truth. Okay, there's this whole doubt that we can know anything that is true. Okay, that is a great deception. A great deception, we'll just say, it has its origin in the evil spirits, not wanting man to try to get to the bottom of things, to come to certainty about the answers to the fundamental questions of life. Does God exist? You know, why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? And so because the evil spirits have convinced so many that it's not even worth your time trying to find an answer to these questions, a lot of people live implicitly in despair. Right? They don't know the answer to these questions, and actually they've said, we can't know the answer to these questions. And that is choosing a position of basically despair in this world. No hope. And so they try to fill this void with anything, with whatever they can get their hands on, anything that satisfies, right? What does the gospel say today? Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy? Nowhere. Because you're always going to be hungry again. If you're seeking to satisfy your soul and the longings of your soul with the bread of this world, with the things of this world. And so people go forward in their lives unsatisfied, unhappy, and really despairing, right? No hope. Jesus Christ, he can satisfy, right? As he miraculously does in today's gospel. They ate and were satisfied, right? Jesus Christ has the answers to these fundamental questions of the human heart, which satisfy. And they picked up the fragments left over, okay? An abundance, okay? More than we could ever ask for. Our Lord satisfies, right? He satisfies the hungry heart. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. We should be seeking God. But we see that's not the case in today's first reading, and that's the big mistake, right? To seek our first parents, seeking the answers or seeking their satisfaction somewhere outside of God's plan. Okay, and what do they find? Unhappiness. Pain is the result of the original sin. Toil is the result of original sin. Thorns and thistles. Okay, this is what comes in the wake of doing things apart from God. All of that misery. And so we know the answer, right? The Word of God, truth itself, has spoken to us and still speaks today. And so if we have open ears, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Open hearts to embrace these fundamental truths. Then we will find what our hearts are longing for, what we're seeking for. And we will find that fulfillment ultimately when we pass over into the next life. Those who believe and are baptized will be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.